Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the second day of Chodesh Elul, Tovshin Pei Gimel. Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes. This Mishnah continues from the previous one, and it wants to tell us that when Rabbi Gamliel heard that Rabbi Yeshua, his colleague, argued with him as far as the acceptance of the Edim, who said that they saw it in the right time but they didn't see it on the next night, and he did not accept the Kiddush HaChodesh of Rabbi Gamliel, but he, Rabbi Yeshua, wanted to establish it on the 31st day. Rabbi Gamliel was quite anxious that this could breed to a split among the people, and therefore he sent to Rabbi Yeshua an order to accept his authority. It is about this that we will learn in our Mishnah. Sholach Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel sent a message to Rabbi Yeshua. Gazrani Olecha. I hereby declare, I order you, Shatova Yetzli b'makelcha uv'moisecha b'yemakipurim shecholes b'cheshbenacha, that you are to come to me with your stick and your money wallet on the day of Yom Kippur, that you consider Yom Kippur according to your calculation. This was to order him to accept his authority, that the real day of Yom Kippur was as Rabban Gamliel had determined it, depending, of course, because of the Rosh Chodesh was a day earlier. Now, the truth is that the first person who argued with Rabbi Gamliel was Rabbi Dosa ben Hokanus. He's the one who protested, Eda Shekerhan, they're false witnesses. But why did Rabbi and Gamliel not order Rabbi Dosa ben Hokanus? Some say it's because Rabbi Yeshua was the Av Beis Din. Because Rabbi Yeshua's position was the head of the Beis Din, Rabbi Gamliel was more concerned that people would follow him. That's why he had to get Rabbi Yeshua on side or to accept his authority. Or others say that Rabbi Dosa ben Hokanus was much older, and because he was older, he didn't want to impose upon him to come to him on that day. Rabbi Holach Umitzoy, Rabbi Kiva Meitzer. Rabbi Yeshua went and Rabbi Akiva found him a bit upset about the order that he had given him, that he should come on the day that he thought was from Kippur to Rabbi Gamliel with his money and his stick. Omaloy, when Rabbi Akiva saw that, he said to Rabbi Yeshua, Yesh little maid, I can learn to tell you, I have a proof to tell you, Shekol Masha Osarim Gamliel Osir, that whatever Gamliel had done is correct, even if you think that he's wrong. Shnamas, it says, Ela Mayade Hashem Mikra Kodesh, Asher Tikra Oisam. These are the festivals of Hashem, the occasions of holiness, which you shall declare. Ben Bismanon, Ben Shalob Bismanon, whether it's in the right time, whether based in, you got it wrong, not in the right time, Ainli Moides El Eilu. The only festivals that Hashem says I'll accept are these ones made by the Beis Din, according to the, based on the testimony, Kiddush HaChodesh. Boloi, Etzel Rabbi Dosa ben Hokanus. Rabbi Yeshua then went to Rabbi Dosa ben Hokanus, who, as we said in the previous Mishnah, argued on Gamliel and said that they were Eda Sheker. Omaloi, Rabbi Dosa said to Rabbi Yeshua, Im boin on olodon, achar beis din shom Gamliel, if we're going to question the legality of Rabban Gamliel's beis din, to say that maybe that he made a mistake and it was not appropriate and not right in his Kiddush HaChodesh. Shriken on the Lodon, Acha kol beistin or beistin, Shamad bi Mos Moshe v'Rachshav. Then we have to question every beistin that stood from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu until now. And just like we don't question them, we don't question the beistin of the previous generations, so we too cannot question the beistin of Rabban Gamliel. And how do you know that? Shenamar, as it says, Vayal Moshe v'Aaron, Nodav Aviu v'Shivi Mizikne Yisrael. The Pasuk states that Moshe and Aaron and Nodav and Aviu and the 70 elders went up. Now, we don't find the names given. They're anonymous. We never find the names of these 70 elders. V'lomaloin yisparshu shmoison shelskenim. Why aren't the names of the elders given? Elo l'lamid, where it must be to teach us, Shekol shloisho shloisho sh'omdu based in Al Yisrael. That every group, any three dayonim who stood there as a beis din of the Jewish people, Hariku beis din shel Moshe, will be like the beis din of Moshe and have the same authority to act. Just like those elders whose names do not appear, why don't they appear? To tell us that it doesn't matter what caliber they are, if they stood as a beis din in the future generations, they are going to have the power like a beis din of Moshe. Well, when Rabbi Yeshua heard this, that even Rabbi Dosi ben Hokanas, who initially was the source of the argument or didn't accept Rabbi Gamliel's authority, but if he's accepting it now, if he's accepting Rabbi Gamliel's authority, not al maklo or ma'aso b'yodei, Rabbi Yeshua took his stick and his money wallet, in his money is in his hand, v'holach liyavna etzel Rabbi Gamliel, and he went to Yavna to Rabbi Gamliel, b'yoyim shechol yom kippurim le'ez b'chash b'aynai, on the very day that he meaning Rabbi Yeshua, thought was Yom Kippur. In other words, he accepted the Gezeirah, he accepted the order of Rabbi Gamliel, that the Yom Kippur would be the way Rabbi Gamliel determined it. Well, that happened. Amar Rabbi Gamliel on Shok al Roshay. Rabbi Gamliel got up, kissed him on his head, and Amar Loi Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Yeshua, Boi v'sholem, Rabbi v'salmidi, come in peace, my master and my student. Rabbi b'chochma, my master in wisdom, v'talmidi shekibaltas d'borai, and my student, you accepted my authority, you listened to what I said. Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Aleph of Rosh Hashanah. Well, in the previous Perek, that after they interrogate the Edim, the head of the Beis Din pronounces the Mekudosh, and all the people answer afterwards, Mekudosh, Mekudosh. Our Mishnah is going to teach us that this announcement, this proclamation of Kiddush HaChodesh by Beis Din, is an essential ingredient for establishing Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day. And if Beis Din did not get a chance to say Mekudosh on the 30th day, even if everybody saw the moon, and it was clear as day that the day of the 30th is Rosh Chodesh, nevertheless, the Chodesh would not be sanctified on the 30th, but on the 31st. And the previous month will be what's called a Mole, a full month of 30 days. And Rosh Chodesh will be on 31st day, or what would be the 31st day. Says the Mishnah, Ra'u Beis Din v'chol Yisrael, what happens if Beis Din and all of Israel saw the moon? It was so clear that everybody saw it. And everyone was convinced that, oh yes, Rosh Chodesh is going to be on the 30th day. In other words, the previous month they're going to have 29 days. Or, another case, Nechro Ha'edim, let's say, Beis Din and the Jewish people, the rest of the Yidden did not see it, but Edim came to court, witnesses came, and they've already been interrogated, and they should have made the Kiddush HaChodesh there on that day. But, V'lo Hispiku Loimar Mekudesh, Ad Shecha Shecha. Beis Din, for some reason, didn't get a chance to declare that the month is holy, that the new month is here on the 30th day, and it got dark already. Harizem Uber says the Mishnah, it's too late. Now the previous month will be a full month of 30 days, and Rosh Chodesh will have to be not on the day of the 30th, but on the 31st day. Why? Because it's not the sighting of the moon that makes it Kiddush HaChodesh, that makes the month holy. It's the announcement of Beis Din following the acceptance of the witnesses of the testimony. It's the announcement of Beis Din Mekudesh that makes the new month. And if Beis Din didn't get a chance to do Mekudesh on the 30th day, that's it. They've lost the chance. Now, when it says in the Mishnah that they're Beis Din, all of the Yidden saw it, some of Hashem Luna means they saw it on the 30th day, just before dark. And Beis Din didn't get a chance to do Kiddush HaChodesh on that day. That's how some learn. Other Mepharshim learned that they saw it on the night of the 30th, on the 29th day of the evening, after the 29th day, in other words. But the next day, they crushed so much, they procrastinated, and they didn't get a chance to say Mekudesh until it got into the night of the 31st. Anyway, our Mishnah wants to tell us two things. Number one, that even though Beis Din and all of the Yidden saw it, and it's so publicly known that the day, the 30th day should be Rosh Chodesh, doesn't matter. If the Beis Din have not pronounced the word Mekudesh before the night came, it's too late. And number two, the second thing Mishnah is telling us here, that even though the Eidei HaChodesh, the witnesses that saw the moon, have been investigated and interrogated on day 30, and you might have thought, well, interrogating the Edim, that's like the beginning of the case. That's like Tchilas Din. And the pronouncement of Mekudesh by the head of the basin, that's the end part. That's the Gemara Din. And you might think, well, you know, so what if it's a night? But they started off in the day. The interrogation was on the day. Nevertheless, the Mishnah says it's too late. If the Beis Din did not get a chance to say Mekudesh, Mekudesh, it's not going to be holy yet. Ra'u Beis Din Bilvat, says the Mishnah next. What happens if only Beis Din saw it? There were three people, Beis Din saw it, no other witnesses. Now, they saw the moon, the Gemara explains, it means they saw it on the night of the 30th. They were not able to make it Mekadesh on the on the spot, the Chodesh, based on their sighting, because you can't Mekadesh the Chodesh in the night time. Then what do you do? Ru'u Yam Dushnaim. Then two of the three of them should get up next day, on the 30th day. Two of them should get up. V'yayidu b'fnehem. And they should testify in front of the other members of the Beis Din in order to be Mekadesh the Chodesh al Pidosam, in order that the Beis Din should now sanctify the new month based on their testimony. V'yomer, and they shall say, Mekadesh, Mekadesh. As we said before, Beis Din say Mekadesh, and the people answer, Mekadesh, Mekadesh, it is holy. If, however, the Beis Din saw it, only the Beis Din saw it, on the 29th day, before it got dark, then you don't even need two witnesses to testify in front of the others. Then they can on the spot declare it Kodesh, Al Yisoid, based on their sighting, they can say Mekodesh, and then it'll be Kodesh on the day 30. And the previous month will be a 29-day month. What's the reason? And the reason is because, as the Gemara puts it, Lote Shmigdol Maria, you can't say that hearing testimony is better than sighting it. If they sight, if they can hear testimony about the moon from two witnesses, and providing they're telling the truth and they're honest, you accept their testimony, then how much more so you will accept it from what they see themselves. If they themselves saw it, then for sure they should be able to say and pronounce it holy. The new month is holy. Says the Mishnah further, Ra'u Shlosha, what happens if three people saw it, Bein Beis Din? Three people saw it and they are based in there were three of the Sanhedrin, and they had the authority to do it, to declare it holy, and they saw the moon on the night of the 30th. And as we said, they can't Mekadesh the Chodesh based on what they saw, because you can't Mekadesh the Chodesh in the night time, and there were no other people with them. Yamdo, then next day, Hashnaim, Yamdo Shnaim, two out of the three should get up. The yeshivu mechaverim etzal yochid, and they should take some of their friends to put next to the third fellow who's left there by himself, and therefore you've just made a new Beis Din. The yedu bifneim, and now the two of them that stepped up that saw the moon can actually say give testimony. The yomer mekudesh mekudesh, and then the Beis Din will pronounce, or the people will answer Beis Din mekudesh mekudesh. Now, why is all this necessary? One judge, one person, is not enough and not believed by himself to say Mekudesh. Even if he happens to be an expert, a Yochid Mumcha. No, you need to have three. This we learn from the Kiddush HaChodesh as it's described in Parshas Boy, and it says that Hashem said to Moshe and to Aaron, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, this month will be a new month for you. And from here they learned, Ad shetehei Aaron achicha, that we do not expect, or we cannot have, a Beis Din until Aaron will be, your brother, will with you. So why isn't two enough? So Tosfos explains, but two is not good either, because it's a Beis Din shokel. It's an even balance, an even numbered Beis Din. You can never ever have an even numbered Beis Din as a court. Therefore, you add another person, and from here we learn that Kiddush HaChodesh can only be done by Shlosha. By three people. You need a minimum of three.